Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. And I'm here, Michael Barr, along with Mike Lynch. And we are honored to have the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. I am so honored because I am probably going to live there when I retire for the rest of my life.
Well, hopefully sooner than later, because we have become what we've long dreamed of, the center of sports attention and excitement and new teams and growing all the time.
Oh, Mike, can you see us out there? And Oh, my goodness. Which brings us to the point, you have got it going on there, Mayor, especially now. I want to talk about all the sports teams that are coming there. Let's start now with the Las Vegas Raiders. That was a big get for the entire city.
We have been a totally happy community since that occurred. And we go way back with Al Davis and his wife, Carol, when Mark was just a little guy and his folks used to visit here all the time. And so we have long been applauding Raiders, whether they were in L.A. or in Oakland.
And, of course, the Oakland A's have made public knowledge that they are exploring a parcel of land. Dave Cavill of the Oakland A's made that revelation over the weekend. It's going to be exciting for you, a potential Major League Baseball team to join the Knights, the Raiders, and the Aces.
Well, you know, we've been talking baseball for many a year and have been really courting teams, NBA, MLS. We've been all over the place, really, since the late 1990s, 99, when my husband took over and made his first call to the commissioner of the National Hockey League, ice hockey, to see if they'd be interested. And, of course, then we were poisoned because we were the only state with gambling, legalized gambling. And then we tried David Stern, and that was also a poison. But the exciting thing is we're here today, and I think every major league team knows how wonderful it is to come to Vegas. We've got an international airport that has direct flights to many of the biggest European cities and, of course, direct flights to our major metropolitan areas, to say nothing of the access by vehicular traffic as well. So we've had people, it's been a huge boon to our economy, certainly in the residential area, but also in the investment area for businesses, small and large.
Once the COVID era is over, I can see you're doing well now, but I can see a super duper explosion for Las Vegas.
Well, you know something, Michael, and boy, I can't miss here with two Michaels on the phone. the reality is we're already seeing it because for most of the communities around the country, and I'm not sure around the world, the mask mandate here in Nevada is pretty much for indoor events. And our team owners have been very respectful of that, saying either proof of negative testing or masks required with and proof of having had your shots. But anything that's outdoors, of course, we don't have to have that. And so our baseball, our minor league farm club A's baseball team, you come, you don't have to wear a mask. And I do see a bright future. We are having an explosive time as far as people driving in. They can't wait to be elbow to elbow and talking with people and getting back to a life that they remember before March of 2020.
Mayor, let me ask you about the effect of legalized gambling in so many states across the country where people can do it right on their iPhone when before legalized gambling, you had to actually go to Las Vegas and physically made the bet. Has it affected foot traffic in any of the casinos?
You know, I believe, and you're so right to point that out, when that began to happen, and the first time was a movement of one of our hotel, major hotel owners moving into the Chicago area on a boat tied up to a dock. Now it's all over the country because everybody is trying to get the dollars to put together to keep their residents and visitors and businesses afloat. We really are unique because that is, even though we're trying to diversify, it is our major and singular industry here. And the beauty is you can come here, we have great weather all the time, and when it's very hot in the summer, everything, including our gas stations, air conditioned. But we're set up for that. We have 155,000 hotel rooms about 20 minutes away from an airport, the International Las Vegas Airport. And no other city can boast that because they're an hour away, and it is so encumbering to try to get to a hotel room. And as you know, beyond the entertainment and the great dining that we have so many amenities that really make this a heaven on earth for enjoying a multitude of relaxations as well as having conventions. But now these sports have just added so much. And so the gaming is there, and they can do that simultaneously, and they don't have to drive hours from one place to game to another. And it's fun to game with other people. It's not a handheld thing unless you're sitting at the Westgate or at the Circa Stadium Swim or any of our major books that we have here. I mean, you can watch 25 different sets at a time, place your bets, have a drink, get up, go to one of the dining rooms, come back. There's no place like Vegas. That's what we do.
You know, the first drink that I ever had that had gold flakes in it was in Las Vegas while I'm at the poker table. And I'm like, what is this? And it's like, and it's a drink and it's got the gold flakes in it. And I'm like, wow, this is what Vegas is all about. And which I have to also give a shout out to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. A few months ago, we had the CEO, Steve Hill, on our show. The Las Vegas Convention Bureau has been just so important to you guys.
Well, you know, for the past, my husband was mayor for 12 years before my recent 10, and he sat on that board, and I remain on the board. So we've got 22 years on the LVCVA, which really came from a ground-up, small, have our running rebels play in the facility, and then build this enormous, worldwide recognized convention base. And where it has been, of course, these past couple of years have been a real wipeout as convention business because of COVID. And I'm very confident that we will be back in that business. But most of our hotels now have their own convention space. In fact, we have convention space in the heart of the downtown historic area now that's been built by the International World Market Center. In fact, I just attended a convention there, Big Boy Toys. And talk about a place to have Big Boy Toys. What better place than Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, who all went to the Knights game and then back the next day for Raiders.
You know, I want to follow up on that, Mayor, because teams in cold weather cities, let's pick Chicago, Detroit, Boston, for example, when they used to be a road trip to watch their hockey team play, well, they get down and watch, maybe get down to one of the Florida places. But now it seems everybody looks on the schedule and say, is our team playing the Golden Knights? Is our team playing the Raiders this year? And do you find that when you're in the crowd, you may see, you know, 80% Golden Knights, but all of a sudden, like, who are these Detroit Red Wings fans doing here? And the same thing with Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, and I wish you could have seen, and forget it, Kansas City sent half the city here. But we love it. You know, that's how we build our hotels. That's how we energize our small businesses. And being a former, many years back, grew up in the heart of Manhattan with the snow, with the difficulty of getting around in very bad weather from one sports event spent site to another. Here in Las Vegas, with the weather always lovely, And even in the heat, even the buses and everything are air conditioned, and Uber drivers. I mean, it is such an awesome place for sports, for ease of access, combined with this absolutely wonderful ability to be able to attend a convention or come for, you know, I've had a tough several months. I just want to go and relax. I want to do different things. I want to go climb out at Red Rock, which is internationally known for its mountain climbing, or I want to golf. And then I want to go to, we've got the NFR back again and again. We have UFC. We've got the UFC 269 on the 11th of December coming here at the T-Mobile. We have so much going on, and it's so glorious because you do not have to, thank heaven, and I feel terrible for those who suffer through winds and storms and hurricanes and snow. It's just, you can get around here. What do I want to do to have a good time? That's Vegas. So the fact of, you know, that the Raiders are here, we got a lot of work to do there, having watched that game yesterday, and our Knights are trading and coming in and out, but so beloved. And we can't forget we have the WNBC, the Aces, here. And so it's just, we also have our soccer leagues that bring in teams from all around the world to play with our, what are they? I think they're 10 to 16-year-olds. And then again, we have 16 to 18-year-olds who want to go on and play world's number one sport, soccer. And we have a ULS team here, the United Soccer League. And hopefully one day we'll have an MLS team here and be competing worldwide. Because it is, again, 155,000 rooms, hotel rooms, and we have never had a disease in this town. Never. We had, and so it's safe, it's healthy, and people look to come here because I want to have fun. I want to relax and take care of me. I'm always taking care of somebody else and busy for somebody else. And one day I may retire and be here in this glorious spot, and great for investment too.
Mayor, I remember, and I want to educate the people that are in their 20s who do not remember what I remember when I was in my 20s going to Vegas, and I stopped by the Frontier and I can walk down the strip and I've got a big old margarita and I'm swerving. Okay, I've said too much already. But can you help educate the 20-somethings from the old school Vegas to what it is today?
Well, my husband and I, as relative newlyweds, came out here in 1964, less than 75,000 people. And we're now at about 2.3 million in Southern Nevada, and have gone through a lifetime of just watching this grow, doing our part, being involved, and just loving this community as a family, always pulling together, supporting each other, and trying to make it a great place. What's happened today, which is even more exciting, and I wish I were 20 again, we are an international innovation site. We are a hub collecting people and ideas and companies in technology, in research, in scientific research, in business research, in transportation research. Everything is happening here. Again, because we have no state or city income tax, as I recall my parents paying in the heart of Manhattan, not only the city, but the state, maybe even there was county, I don't remember, and of course federal. The reality is a perfect place for these young people, and whether we have been extremely responsive in building more of the smaller residential facilities that kids could, after they get out of college and living in a dorm, or if in fact they've been doing something in this, one of the services, can come here and rent a nice little place to sleep, having, you know, the accoutrements that they would need. But then meet friends and then want a bigger place or find somebody significant and then buying a house. And then the cost of living here is so incredibly healthy for young people who want to live here. And, of course, the heart of downtown, the transportation that we provide is free. So you can get back and forth to the hotels. Any of the government centers, our federal government is housed in the heart of downtown, as well as our state, our county, our city, Supreme Court. All of that's in the core of downtown that makes it a wonderful place for these great minds that want to find something next, where they can be with each other in an incubator. And we have a couple of them going, but we have representatives from Israel, Japan, Korea that are all participating in this international innovation center. So it works for today, but Oscar and I just loved when we came here. And it's been the best place for us. We've had a glorious 57 years here and just couldn't think of a better place to live where every day, because we're a 24/7 town, every day is more exciting than the one before. And we look forward to what's coming next all the time. But we appreciate our seniors, too, who are the ones who keep us stabilized and on track to keep concentrating on the things that need to be. And we have a great faith community and social services. So we're doing wonderful things in so many areas, but I will tell you the sports have been a real kick in the pants. They have just, we knew it, Oscar knew it in 99, and it's just happening all the time. And the Howard Hughes Corporation company that's looking, I saw today, and I'd spoken with the head of the company a couple of weeks back, that they'd be happy to have the A's come into their community of Summerlin. So every day it's exciting. It's wonderful. The two of you need to move your main offices here to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of what's coming next, the two Mikes are going to move out to Las Vegas. One final.
Oh, right. Well, we know just where to have you move. In the heart of downtown where the action is. Then you can go to the big hotels, the grown-up hotels, out on this strip. But also you could go to Electric Daisy or Life is Beautiful. I mean, we have so many things happening all the time. Or you could start a little side business, opening your own showroom of something. I mean, there's just, it's
yeah.
Just wonderful.
Final question, Mayor. It looks like you're getting a Major League Baseball team, which would, the only void would be an NBA team. Do you need that to complete the Las Vegas professional sports portfolio?
Not the only. We want the MLS. We've been working on that for 8 years. So we want to be full circle. And I know Howard Hughes Corporation is talking about donating land in Summerlin for the A's should they decide to come. I really believe that the people in Oakland want to keep the A's. And since the Raiders have come here, you know, hopefully their council and their governor and the mayor there will do their best to accommodate the A's to stay there. We have their farm club already. But, yes, we want the one thing that Oscar and I have so many times, poor Adam Silver, he must be sick to death of the Goodmans because we were all over David Stern years ago. We have the Summer League here. But it is a perfect spot for an NBA franchise. And so, yes, yes, yes to everything you've said. We'd even take crew. We'd take crew. We did have horse racing. That didn't work. Then we did have dog racing. That didn't work. So what we need maybe, too, is, we've got water at Lake Mead, which we've got to fill Lake Mead a little bit better. but then maybe we could have some sailing races or something. We're into everything here.
You are.
Well, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, I'm the guy who loves playing poker in Las Vegas, to also taking a trip to the Hoover Dam and then going to Ethel M's for the chocolate factory. I love that place, too.
Always. Oh, my gosh. You're so much Vegas. You best call me when you're ready to move. We'll take you around, show you every kind of place to live there is.
Oh.
Whether there's no gaming up in Boulder City, or you want to be in a wonderful residential area where both the Raiders and the Knights now have facilities and stadiums as well, wherever it is. And young Mike, I'm not assuming you're young, but you're Michael too. We're ready for you.
I'm going to Batista's Hole in the Wall. How's that?
And I have to tell you, but I'm having breakfast with Batista very soon. He is in his 90s now.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And what a great restaurant. What a great restaurant that's been over these years. So go have a good time. Enjoy it. Let me know when you're in town. My office and I will lean overboard to take you to some great places.
How can we resist?
We can't resist that. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr along with Mike Lynch. Catch us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. You can find me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And I'm Mike Lynch. You can follow me at LynchyWCDB.
You can also download this podcast wherever you get it.